I really feel very, very nice and wonderful. Apart from the walk, which of course is part of my life, it's very important. This atmosphere in this place, in Auroville, is really, really conducive, I think, to peace. When you walk, you are discarding all the modern inventions which pollute the air. See, car always gives fumes. Motorcycles, car, they all have exhaust. So walking, first of all, is good for the environment. It helps you so that you are free. Well, I went to the Mati Mandir in the morning and sat quietly for some time inside. I've heard various different versions from different people, but so I wanted to see for myself. And I think it was a very, very good experience for me. I don't know, you're already doing it, I don't know, but I think the upper administrative layer and the people who work should have more meetings together, maybe, so that there is no division between the two. Might help. It can get acrimonious, I understand, but then nothing good comes out without the churning. Great beings like Sri Aurobindo and the mother and so on, others also are there. They're not for any single organization or single system. They're universal and global. So anyone with an open mind can immediately sense, especially one who has also traveled on the path in some way, you sense that, oh, I think I have an idea what they're saying or what they're feeling. This civilization we have, I sometimes call it the frontal lobe civilization. But there are many other lobes in the brain. So the future of evolution of the human being is now to step from the ordinary physical to the metaphysical. And I think it's time we are moving towards it. Slowly, slowly, in some way, scientists are beginning to think about it. You know? So I think the future of humanity is, at some point, it may take many years, majority of the human beings will realize that we are not just this body business.